Hello and welcome, mga kabetchang. It's me, your gay detective, Martin Rules, and welcome back to my channel. Kumusta kayong lahat? I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Martin. At tuwing Huwebes, gumagawa ko ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas habang nagme-makeup. Kaya naman, kung interesado ka sa ganitong klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel para naman mag-glow ka katulad ko, di ba? Huwag nyo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para naman makalembang kayo, makalampag kayo pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any questions tungkol sa topic natin for today, or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayong mahiyaan na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, so last time, kung naalala nyo pa, pinag-usapan natin yung story ni Teresita Basa, yung woman who allegedly solved her own murder. At today naman, we are going to talk about Mark Welson Chua. This is very timely dahil recently lang, yung anak nung pasistang presidente na si Sara Duterte, currently mayor ng Davao na ngayon ay tumatakbo bilang vice president this coming election, proposed that the youth should undergo mandatory military service if ever she gets elected. Pag-uusapan natin yan later, pero unahin muna natin yung death, or should I say, murder, ni Mark Nelson Chua. Kaya naman, let's STFU and proceed to the story. Babala. Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaari makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Okay, kilalanin muna natin si Mark. Pinanganak siya noong November 30, 1981 sa mga magulang na sina Welson and Amelita Chua. Nag-elementary and high school siya sa St. Jude Catholic School. And noong college naman, nag-aral siya sa University of Santo Tomas taking mechanical engineering. She's 19 at that time at member ng UST's Reserve Officers Training Corps or ROTC. By the way, short background lang sa ROTC. Under siya ng National Service Training Program or NSTP at merong tatlong components dito sa program. Yung una is Reserve Officer Training Corps or ROTC. Yung pangalawa is Literacy Training Service or LTS. And yung pangatlo is Civic Welfare Training Service or CWTS. Yung aim ng NSTP ay i-enhance yung civic consciousness and defense preparedness ng mga youth by developing the ethics of service and patriotism. Yung ROTC naman is a program institutionalized under the sections 38 and 39 of the Republic Act 7077.
Hello mga kabetchang! I'm currently editing right now, as you can see. Dun sa video, I forgot to include na yung ROTC is designed to provide military trainings to tertiary level students in order to motivate, train, organize, and mobilize them for national defense preparedness.
Though through the years, most cadets complained na they would just sit for hours each training just to get burned under the sun while learning almost nothing. At kahit pa kompleto yung attendance nila at nakapagbayad ng mga fees, some cadets would get unexplained failing grades at the end of the semester. And then dito na pumasok si Mark Chua, kung saan he exposed yung kalakaran sa loob ng UST's ROTC na merong bribery at extortion. Basically, sobrang corrupt nitong program. Si Chua and yung fellow cadet niya na si Romulo Yumul even wrote a story na pinublish sa Varsitarian noong February 21, 2001 titled Struggle Against the System. Pero bago yan, December ng 2000 pa lang, nag-file na ng complaint itong dalawa sa Department of National Defense or DND, which was given due course by National Capital Region, Regional Community Defense Group or NCR, RCDG. Yung complaint ay tungkol sa rampant corruption sa UST ROTC, katulad ng forced payments, particularly the questionable collection of 250 pesos fee upon enrollment during the first semester ng school year, apart from 300 pesos ROTC fee. Sabi ni Yumul sa interview, quote-unquote, sabi nila nung mga administration staff, para sa patches, hindi ka papayagang mag-enroll hanggat hindi ka nakabayad ng 250 pesos. Pero sabi nung UST ROTC commandant na si Major Demi Tejares, kahit raw required ng Army Reserve Command yung patches, yung pag-purchase upon enrollment was not compulsory. Dagdag pa niya in a quote, I made it clear to them, sa mga administration staff, that the uniform or part of the uniform is not prerequisite for the enrollment. End quote. However, ayon naman sa ibang cadets, nagre-reklamo sila kasi hindi pa nila nare-receive yung mga patches na binayaran na nila. Sabi ni Ronan Barrientos, cadet sa Rifle Brigade, quote-unquote, every week after training, pumupunta ako sa DMST office para kunin yung patches. I think 5 weeks akong nagpabalik-balik, ni isang patches wala akong nakuha. Walang nangyari. Tapos for the second semester, the cadets were charged again ng 20 pesos aside doon sa ROTC fee. According naman dito kay Genesis Binagatan, DMST Staff Administrator. By the way, DMST stands for Department of Military Science and Tactics. Yung registration fee raw ay ginagamit pambili ng materials for the cadets' files. Katulad ng folder, envelopes, and attendance cards. At in-explain niya na yung expense could not be taken from ROTC fee dahil it was not included in the budget of DMST for the school year. Aside from these, yung mga cadets were also charged with other fees. According kay Chua, officers required the cadets to buy attendance cards on the first day of training. Yung mga price range from 10 pesos to 20 pesos. Dagdag pa ni Chua, napipilitan lang daw sila kasi kailangan talaga nila yung attendance card. At yung mga cadets were asked to pay 10 pesos each time they take preliminary and final exams. Pero ang sabi nitong Mejares, yung mga materials raw were given for free. He even reprimanded the cadet officers and ordered them to return the money. Ngunit, wala raw na-receive itong mga cadets na perang bumalik. For 2 consecutive trainings, si Binagatan, allegedly claiming that he was under the orders of Tejares, reportedly compelled the cadets to buy the manuals. Ayon naman kay Alexander Jan Bautista, second year engineering student, yung instructions daw ni Binagatan were contradictory. Quote-unquote, ang sabi niya, hindi ko kayo pinipilit bumili. Pero pag nag-inspection kami the following meeting at wala kayong manuals, demerits ang makukuha niyo. Si Vincent Liana naman from the Faculty of Arts and Letter, ang sabi in a quote, pumunta kami kay Sir Binagatan. Ang sabi namin, Sir, walang pera. Yung iba, pamasahe lang. Biglang nagalit sa amin, ang sabi niya, anong walang pamasahe? Sinabi ko yan sa inyo, dapat bumili kayo. End quote. Yung mga hindi bumili ng manual faced the consequences. Si Binagatan allegedly discharged all the sophomore military police cadets for not buying the manual. College of Science student Gian Manuel, military police officer in charge, said Binagatan even threatened to transfer their class card to basic rifle infantry for punishment. Pero nung na-resume yung training, Manuel and his fellow MPs found out that it was just a verbal threat dahil na-retain sila sa post nila. Aside from alleged extortion, inakusahan din ng bribery itong DMST. Ang sabi niya, some student who want to be exempt from the course pay some officials a standard price of 1,500 pesos per semester. Some even pay higher depending on the arrangement. Si Peter Reyes, a sophomore studying education, ang sabi, he knows some who paid for exemption. At normally raw, yung mga nagbabayad ay yung mga nasa mahihirap na courses like engineering and nursing. Pero nung sinubukan niya raw tanungin kung kanino nagbabayad itong mga estudyante, they refuse to reveal the names. Quote-unquote, baka daw magkaroon ng kaso, matanggal yung taong yon at sila ang kawawa. Baka yung binayad nila walang mangyari. Teharis denied the bribery charges. Ang sabi niya in a quote, I am also a member of NCR-RCDG Exemption Board. I signed for exemption. There is no payment. Okay, bago tayo magpatuloy, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin mga kabetsyang. Do you ever wonder how I create my podcast? Gusto nyo bang magsimula na rin ng sarili ninyong show at i-conquer ang podcasting world pero worried kayo sa recording, editing at iba pang masasamang elemento na maaaring pumigil sa vibe ninyo? Well, worry no more honey dahil sobrang easy na mag-start ng podcast ngayon using Anchor. Libre lang today at sa mismong app, you can already record and edit your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at marami pang iba. As your detective, I can attest to the fact that Anchor is guilty for being the easiest way to make a podcast. So download it now on App Store, Play Store, or access it via the website www.anchor.fm for free! Anchor, everything you need to make a podcast. Now back to the episode. You cannot pay because there's a doctor who certifies the exemption, end quote. On the contrary, si Paul Tan, a former cadet officer, ang sabi, aware daw itong commandant, si Teharis, sa mga gantong activities. He said Teharis once told them, and I quote, alam ko naman kayo mga cadet officers may nagpapabayad sa inyo. Bigyan nyo naman kami ng konti kahit pampakain lang. End quote. Maliban dyan, inireklamo rin ng mga cadets yung alleged inefficient ROTC instructions. Dahil few cadets lang ang nakaka-receive ng lectures while most spend idle hours under the sun. According kay Teharis, sa sobrang dami ng cadets, it made difficult to ensure efficient instructions. Also, they lack instructors. And since they could not assign any person who did not have mastery of the program, cadet officers employed a system of rotation to accommodate all cadets. May reklamo rin about discrepancies. Most cadets complained sa inefficiency sa pag-handle ng ROTC grades. Dahil yung grades daw nila sa DMST ay hindi tugma sa grades na recorded sa registrar office. May isang estudyante said na he got 2.5 sa MS or Military Science na grade niya last school year. Pero yung grade na recorded sa kanyang transcript was 3. Meron pang iba had failing grades in their transcripts. Inexplain naman ni Teharis na yung discrepancies are due to human error. Ayon sa kanya, sobrang tedious raw ng manual process of transferring grades. From computer records to registrar, at prone daw ito sa mistakes. And then ito na, yung pinakamalalang complaint sa letter was the alleged gunpoint incident involving Binagatan and Tan. According dito kay Tan, nangyari yung incident during the 5th training of the first semester. At that time, na-relieve daw siya sa designation niya dahil hindi siya umaten nung previous trainings. AB student Eliseo Pitarque, isang cadet officer who was handling 20 cadets in the School for Cadet Officers or SCOs, humingi siya ng tulong because he could not accommodate all of them. Tan took command of some SCOs and gave them physical exercise. And then Binagatan interfered. Sabi nung Tan in a quote, he, si Binagatan, didn't ask me if I had authorization. He confronted me on that very instant. Minura niya ako. I answered, sir, don't you know that you are not supposed to do that in front of these cadets? I am superior officer. That's the basic in military leadership. End quote. Ang ginawa raw nitong Binagatan, kinuha niya lang yung .45 caliber pistol niya sa kanyang sasakyan at ang sabi ni Tan, he was very angry then. He cocked his gun and then pointed at me. Nadami pa actually yung isang cadet officer sa galit ni Binagatan na si Arnulfo Apari na nakatayo near him. He made a mockery of the situation. Tumawa siya imbes na matakot sa ginawang actions nung Binagatan. And then Binagatan went to his office and called Apari. When he went out, Apari said Binagatan slapped him. The commandant na si Tejares arrived later that morning. Tinawag niya si Tan sa kanyang office at sinabing, "You get out of here or I'll kick your butt," without any due process or papers. Binagatan, on the other hand, denied any allegations. Ang sabi niya, in a quote, "Hindi ko talaga tututukan. Nag-criminology ako. Pag tinutukan ko ang isang tao, puputok ko na. Pareho lang ng kaso yung gun-toting at frustrated murder," end quote. Still, inamin niya na galit siya kay Tan at in-explain niya na during that time, suspendido itong si Tan. He was suspended by Major Tejares due to alleged maltreatment of his cadet officers. Suspension meant that Tan did not have the authority to punish the cadets by making them perform the thrust squat, a physical exercise which is a combination of squat and push-up. According to Binagatan, nung nakita niya si Tan na pinaparosahan yung mga SCOs, he confronted him and ordered the SCOs to rest near Beato Angelico. But Tan allegedly violated his orders because he took command and punished them again. Dagdag pa niya, quote-unquote, "Naisip ko itong mga batang ito, mga karatista. Lalaban sa akin to, so kinuha ko yung baril ko. Sabi ko, sinong matapang dito, bakit ayaw niyo akong sundin?" Nung tinanong naman si Tejares about it, ang sabi niya, unaware siya sa gantong insidente. And here comes the sisihan, dahil may mga orders raw itong commandant, si Tejares, that might have been misinterpreted by the cadet officers. When orders were passed down by the chain of commands, certain instructions might have been added or deducted by the time they reached the basic cadets, thus leading to misunderstanding and conflicts. Sabi ni Binagatan, Tejares even warned his staff administrators, quote-unquote, "Never kayong gagawa ng anomaly dito. Ang tingnan nyo yung cadet officers dahil dyan tayo nasisira." Meron din siyang evidence na yung corruption sa USDROTC ay nanggagaling sa cadet officers. However, Kudiamat stressed that the cadet officers only handles the basic training of cadets. If the cadets have complaints or if they encounter problems in the course, yung mga cadet officers can only conduct investigations and submit their findings sa commandant, unless the orders are issued by the staff administrators or the commandant himself. Kudiamat said that they don't have anything to do with the anomalies in DMST, quote-unquote. Baka ibigay sa amin yung sise na cadet officers yung nag-i-implement, cadet officers yung naniningil. Pagdating dyan, hindi na kami nakikialam. Para kung ano man ang mangyari, wala kaming pananagutan. Although the Regulations of Armed Forces of the Philippines, or AFP, states that ROTC is a joint responsibility of the university and the AFP, USD has the limited authority over the case. According to Faculty of Civil Law, Professor Philip Aguinaldo, Legal Counsel of the University, the ROTC is a unit treated separately from USD. If there are complaints against the cadet officers, necessary sanctions will be based on the student handbook. Sabi ni Philip Aguinaldo in a quote, "We shall be charging them as students of the university, not as officers of ROTC," end quote. Dagdag pa niya, yung mga complaints against sa DMST staff are beyond the university's jurisdiction since they are under the authority of NCR-RCDG. Immediately after ng complaint na ito, Tejares relieved Binagatan of his position. Pagkatapos din ng series of investigations ng DNB and NCR-RCDG, si Tejares was relieved of his position of USD-ROTC commandant. At yung post was formally assumed by Captain Rodolfo Batang during the turnover ceremonies. While most na complaints are against kay Binagatan, Tejares was relieved due to command responsibility. Sabi ni NCR-RCDG Group Commander Colonel Froilan Maglaya, "One thing important in the military is we are all team player. If I was the center of the wheel and he was one of the cogs there, he was very important cog as my G2 or intelligence officer. But when the trust and confidence is gone, I cannot trust you anymore. The trust was broken," end quote. Ilan lang yan sa mga isiniwalat ni Yumul at Chua sa story nila. Pagkatapos, nakatanggap na si Chua ng mga death threats after this revelation. Yung bagong ROTC commandant advised Chua to undergo security training sa Fort Bonifacio. According kay Yumul, meron daw imimit si Mark Chua na isang agent noong March 15, 2001, who had asked to work as Student Intelligence Network or SIN sa university. Pero Yumul refused the offer. The same day, Thursday, 10 p.m., the Chua family went to Jose's restaurant para mag-dinner. Yung tatay na si Wilson asked his brother to text Mark and instruct him to follow. Maraming beses sila nag-text, but all they got na reply was, M, on my way, Dad. Kinabukasan, Friday, nakareceive ng tawag yung pamilya Chua from men who claimed they kidnapped Mark and they asked 3 million pesos. Nakareceive ulit sila ng tawag asking if they had the money, pero sabi ni Wilson, they did not have it. The person on the other line said, no money, no son. Merong source who refused to be named said na sinabihan raw siya ni Mark Chua na merong nagmamasid sa condo unit nila one night, but he shrugged off the incident. 2 days later, March 18, 2001, natagpuan yung nabubulok na katawan ni Mark Chua sa Pasig River. Nakabalot siya sa carpet, nakatali yung kamay at panya, at may takip ng duct tape yung buong mukha niya. Yung death ni Chua caused uproar nationwide and led series of protests from student activists na naging dahilan ng abolition ng mandatory ROTC. Si former Senator Ramon Magsaysay Jr. said in 2001 na yung program made sense in the Philippines before World War II. The situation had changed since then. At yung absence of external threats to national defense and security, and a focus on military training was no longer necessary. Hey, Betchungs! Want to start your own podcast pero worried about what goes through the production process? Girl, if hindi mo pa naririnig, may I share with you Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Just download it via the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. Tapos meron silang creation tools doon that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right away. You also don't have to worry about the distribution on different platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others dahil Anchor will do the job for you. Now back to the episode. Kaya naipasa yung Republic Act 9163 or National Service Training Program Act of 2001, thus abolishing mandatory ROTC as a prerequisite for college students. Samantala, napadali yung pag-trackdown ng NBI sa mga suspects noong sumuko si Arnulfo Apari. Though ang sabi ng NBI, they do not consider Apari as possible state witness. Pero he could help agents track down other suspects. Then, noong January 31, 2002, the Manila Regional Trial Court issued a arrest of Paul Joseph Tan, Von Reynard Manangbao, and Eduardo Tabrila, together with Arnulfo Apari, who were held liable by the state prosecutors na sina Aristotle Reyes at Ruben Zacarias sa pagkamatay ni Chua. Sabi ng mga prosecutors sa 19-page resolution, and I quote, "The panel finds probable cause for the conspiracy in the murder of Chua against Tan, Manangbao, Tabrila, and Apari. According naman sa resolution ng Department of Justice, quote-unquote, the fact that the victim was hogtied, blindfolded, his head wrapped by packaging tape, and his body was rolled in a carpet, and later thrown into a river and eventually died of drowning, qualifies the offense to murder." Meanwhile, the prosecutors junked the other charges against three other suspects due to insufficient evidence na sina Patrick Christopher Cruz, Eliseo Pitarget Jr., and Emmanuel Rico Corpus. Sabi ng tatay ni Mark, finally, nakapag-file ng charges against sa mga suspects. Pero he expressed that most of the suspects could evade prosecutions by going abroad. And he cited that Manangbao is in the United States. He also revealed na mahirapan yung NBI to serve arrest warrants dahil yung isang suspect na si Paul Tan ay relative nung former vice mayor of Lapitan in Basilan. Si Arnulfo Acari and Eduardo Tabrila naman pleaded guilty to homicide noong 2006. Ayon sa 71-page resolution ni Judge Romulo Lopez ng RTC Branch 18, hinatulan sila ng bitay at pinagbabayad ng 50,000 pesos for indemnity damage. Pero since na-abolish yung death penalty noong 2006, na-downgrade yung sentensya nila to life imprisonment without parole. Recently, ang sabi ng nanay ni Mark, in a quote, "Justice was not fully served yet." Ang gusto ko nga na mabuhay yung kaso sana at mahuli at makulong yung pumatay. Yung iba nasa ibang bansa na, baka nga may pamilya, asawa at anak na. Kasi 20 years ago na yun. End quote. Dagdag pa niya, "Hindi naman ako nawala ng pag-asa kahit na hindi na ganun kainit ang kaso. Kasi naniniwala ako sa karma eh. Kundi man sa life na to, yung responsible sa pagpatay kay Mark ay babayaran din nila." Nung tinanong naman siya tungkol sa ROTC, she said, quote unquote, "Kung may corruption lang, bakit pa ibabalik? Wag na lang. Kapag ganun pa rin yung sistema ng bulok, wag na lang. Wala pang masasaktan. Maski ako personally ayoko, gusto ni Mark yung ROTC. I have to stand by his side kasi yun ang dahilan kung bakit siya pinatay. Yung pag-expose niya sa corruption and sa skaluwag na sistema. ROTC is not bad. The system and the person, yun ang masama." Ayon naman sa progressive leaders, katulad na lang ni Congresswoman Sara Elago, in a quote, "Imbes na mag-instill ng nationalism, ang nai-instill niya sa kabataan ay subculture na fear, na militarist worldview na hindi angkop sa mga eskwelahan, na that should be placed for the promotion of academic freedom." End quote. Sabi naman ni Alakbayan National Chairman Vincer Crisostomo, quote unquote, "ROTC should be abolished, not mandatory. The program has never instilled nationalism, social responsibility, and discipline. It's a training ground for fascist repression and corruption." He described ROTC as abusive and burdensome. Okay, refresher lang kids. Remember nung na-elect yung pasistang si Duterte nung 2016? He called for the revival of ROTC to instill love of country and good citizenship. He also wants to strengthen the ROTC as part of the formation of the Special Civilian Armed Forces Geographical Unit Active Auxiliary, which would aid the government in their campaign against illegal drugs. And then he renewed his call in his 2019 State of the Nation address. Ito na nga, since anak ng pasista, si Sara Duterte, na currently tumatakbo as Vice President this coming election, really showed her militarist nature when she proposed mandatory military service if ever na siya yung ma-elect as a vice president. And to be clear, hindi basta-basta ang ROTC itong sinasabi niya na pwede mong i-take na course or program. Ang sabi niya, in a quote, "Hindi po ROTC lang. Dapat po pagtungtong mo ng 18 years old, you'll be given a subsidy. You'll be asked to serve our country doon sa AFP. End quote. Alam niyo, sobrang dangerous ito dahil yung patriotism ay hindi lang pagmarcha at paghawak ng barel. Dahil unang-una, yung pag-exercise pa lang natin yung vote natin at mag-elect ng credible, ng magandang credentials, hindi magnanakaw, at may ginagawa ay malaking bagay na. Pangalawa, pag-uphold natin sa human rights at paghingi natin ng accountability. Pangatlo, paglalahad ng nararamdaman ng masa sa kalsada. Pangapat, pagprotekta sa environment, ancestral lands, at mga indigenous people. Pero sadly, I hope aware kayo dito na yung mga lumad schools were shut down at yung mga ancestral lands have been plundered because of Duterte, who reopened the lands to large-scale mining, plantations, Chinese military, and multinational firms. Ang dali kasing sabihin na ang sagot para disiplinahin ng mga bata ay through military training. That is known to abuse and murder its own cadets. At makikita mo talaga na out of touch yung isang politiko kung may ibang pinapriority ito imbes dun sa araw-araw na kinakaharap ng mga Pilipino. Tulad na lang nung COVID situation ng bansa, rampant corruption, unemployment rate, poverty, etc. At yung pag-push ng mandatory military service sends a strong message na any dissent will be met with force. Anyway, alam niyo ba na bukod kay Mark Chua, Meron ding gantong insidente ang nangyari. Noong 2019, si Willie Amihoy, 23 years old, member ng ROTC in Iloilo, was found dead inside the comfort room ng boys' dormitory sa State College Fisheries Dumangas campus. Yung suspect behind his death is 22-year-old Elmer Dasilao, an ROTC Corps commander in the same college. Ang sabi ng mga police, Amihoy accused Dasilao of stealing a wallet. Sa galit ng suspect, he killed the victim by hitting him on the head with a pipe. Pero sabi ng military spokesperson, yung death daw na ito has no ties in ROTC program. Same year, June 2019 naman, si Ruel Cedeño ng Zamboanga del Sur suffered cardiac dysrhythmia after attending ROTC. Ilan lang itong mga deaths na ito surrounding ROTC. And who knows if ever magkaroon itong mandatory military service. Knowing yung mga police at sundalo ay kailangan ng anger management. That's it for today's video. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Ako, I kinda agree dun sa nanay ni Mark Chua na ROTC is not bad. It's the system and the person behind it. Pero since yung mga tao ay mabilis makorap, mas mainam at mas okay kung hindi na ito gawing mandatory, pati na rin yung military service ni Sara Duterte. At mag-focus na lang sana sa mga mas importanteng bagay, katulad nung nabanggit ko kanina, pagprotekta sa environment and ancestral lands, indigenous people rights, LGBTQIA+ rights or SOGI bill, free healthcare and education, dahil alam naman natin na ang dahas at sobrang patriotism or nationalism ay hindi mauwi sa magandang resulta. It's not giving and it doesn't make any sense with a gay's fantasy. Because itong fascist breeding ground will only teach blind obedience and hinder critical thinking. Kayo naman, agree ba kayo sa mandatory ROTC or sa mandatory military service? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And explain yourself in 140 characters. Eme, thank you so much for watching. As always, please keep safe and healthy, and I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!